Today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Memtet. And we're basically right at the top. Toni Rabba Barbachona Kameh D'Rav. So furthering our discussions about the connection of the Kivsi Atzeret and the Dinim of Shelo Lishma, what the Halacha is, Benogia, their connection to the Lechem, so Tani Rabba Barbachana Kameh D'Rav, Kivsi Atzeret Sheshachta Meshum Eilim. So let's say you shechted those kvasim, and apparently what it means is that you thought that they were actually Eilim, which of course it's the same species. The question is, what is their age? So he thought that these kvasim, which is they're still within the first year, were actually older and they were Eilim. So the din is that they're kosher, but they are lo alulavalim l'shum chovah, in which case the tzibur has to now go and bring new kivsi atzeret and has to redo the whole thing. Omalei Rav, I disagree absolutely. Alu v'alu, they were 100% kosher. Omer of Chizta, well now, let's try to understand the case that Rav is referring to. I mean, it's really mistavra milti de Rav, b'chasavur elim u'shachtan l'shum kvasim. He thought, now this doesn't make all that much sense, and there's different ways of understanding it. The Rashba learns that the meaning is that it's not that he thought that they were elim, like it says, it's that he thought that he was going to shech them, actually, as Eilim, but that they were really kvasim. And it's very, very awkward, the way that most learn the sugya. So in any event, what Rav was saying was, it makes sense to say that in the end, he shechted them for kvasim. They were kvasim, and it's just that he thought that they were Eilim, that he was going to shech l'shum kvasim. As I say, that's how the Rashba understands it. But in, I mean, which is actually borne out by the Lashon of kvasim l'shum kvasim nishkatu. Since they were actually shechted in the end, l'shem kvasim, what Rav says makes sense. Kvasim, l'shum kvasim, who cares what he thought they were? The bottom line is, he said, I'm shechting this for kvasim. But suppose he was kasover elim, v'shachtan l'shum elim. What if he really made a mistake, and he shechted it for the wrong type of animal, and he actually didn't shecht the l'shem kvasim? Then it doesn't make sense to say what Rav said. Why not? Because this revolves around a very important general universal question, which calls for the appearance of a gavi, who is hiding behind some kind of G, that hopefully he will make it up, take out his magic pen, and discuss the issue of whether Akira b'ta'ut shmei Akira or lav shmei Akira. So what does that mean? The question is, when you did something that was okay, the correct shame from the korban, but you didn't do it on purpose, you were doing it and making a mistake, such as in this case. The truth is, it was a perfectly good korban. It was a gift kvasim, and it should be kosher. But he made an honest error. He just he misread how old the animal was. So in that case, it's called Akira B'ta'ut. So what it is that Rav Chisda actually holds is that Akira B'ta'ut is still Akira. The bottom line is, it's Akira ripping off the correct din of the carbon in your mind should not be a function of whether you know it or not. It's just a question of the reality. So in this case, I understand that, of course, Rav would agree with me, and that therefore the only reason that he said it's 100% kosher is because we're talking about this case where the guy actually did shecht it l'shem kvasim, despite the fact that he had misread the age of the korban. Rav Amar, not true. It means, Rav means exactly what he said. Stop making it so complicated. He said you shechted it because of the mistake. He holds Akira b'ta'ut lo havi Akira. Even if you really thought that they were Eilim and you really wanted them to shame Eilim, It's not called an Akira because you made a mistake in identification. Akira requires a conscious determination of wanting to remove its din as is and replace it with something else. That's not the case here. Omar Rabba, I actually think there's a problem with this very approach, similar in that it's Rabba talking about himself, which is the Pashtuns. So it seems actually from the Mishnah in Gittin that we got a problem. Because it says over there, where it's talking about the question of responsibility for paying for damages caused, which are invisible damages. Anyways, it says over there, Kohanim, who made something pigol in the Beis HaMikdash, if they did it on purpose, then they would be chayev to replace the value of the korban. And that is mashma, that if they would be shogeg, that they would be pater. Okay, so this is obviously not standard nezek in which Adam Muad Li'aylam. This is Hezek Sheino Nikar and involves all type of other issues, which is not our sugi gear. That's the sugi gittin. But the point is that the Mishnah is actually expanded by a braita that shows you that Tani Allah, it's not that we're saying they're putter because they didn't do pigol. Their pigol is 100% pigol, and they actually ruined the korban. That's not the issue. The issue is only whether they're chayev or not. So you see from here that essentially, if they did something, it says b'shogeg. Now, explain to me what it means, b'shogeg. Because, I mean, obviously that's going to have impact on the question of what the halacha is, b'nogea, the case endpoint here. Because here, essentially, you're talking about shogeg, and isn't that the issue about whether Akira betoas is Shmei Akira or not? So, hechidani, ilema diyoda dechatati. Let's say he knows that this was a korban chatas, and he had in mind the shechter as a shlamim. Now, over there, remember, if you had in mind the shechter as a shlamim, then essentially you were planning on eating it for 2 days, but that's an achila chutz lizmana. So that's not just the question of Shalal Lishma. That is a question of Pigol. Okay, so in that case, it would be the Shogegin? How could that be the case? I don't understand. He knew it was a Chatas and he Shechted as a Shlomim. That's not Shogeg. I Shogegin? Mezidin have. So obviously he needed, we talk about a case where he did it for Shogeg. He needed to have mistaken it for a carbon Shlomim. And he thought it was a Shlomim. And he was mechashev it in his mind properly. I'm doing the right thing. This is shlamim. I'm bringing it as a shlamim. And it says over here, pigul on pigul. Now that shows pretty clearly to me that I'm akira betohu tavi akira. So how could anybody disagree with this if it's a braita? Omar le abaye. Well, no, I can explain this as a shogeg. Let's say that the kohen knew that it was a chatas. And he knew that he was having a machshava of it's being a shlomim and therefore it would be eaten chutz lizmano. So where's the shogeg? The shogeg is b'omer mutar. He thought that he's allowed to do this kind of thing. He thought that maybe if he had a machshava of shlomim, that he could actually transmutate this chatas, making it to shlomim, and that way they'd be able to eat it for 2 days. The guy is sort of ignorant how it is that he passed his Kohen Bechina. He obviously had sent in some black guy, paid him, and told him, you take the Bechina for me. But in any event, this is you could still explain it this way, that it was talking about an Omer Mutter. An Omer Mutter is Potter in the same way that a Shogeg would be Potter. He didn't realize he's doing something wrong, but he knew what it was, and he knew what he was thinking. Masiv Rebbe Zera, also against Rabba Bar Akira B'Taut. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Minachot Shenikbetzur Shelo Lishma K'shero. Now, remember, we had this back at the beginning of the Masechet, the special din that Rabbi Shimon holds differentiates Minachas that are brought Shelo Lishma from Zvachim that are brought Shelo Lishma. Now, you remember the whole idea. Rabbi Shimon says, look, you can tell when a mincha is brought shelo lishman. You can't tell when a zevach is brought shelo lishman. Because the mincha, if somebody is saying this is a pancake and it's actually a pizza pie, then this is not going to be an effective machshava. The machshava is nicker as being absurd by the reality. So that was actually Rabbi Shimon's point. If you were going to bring a mincha shel lishman, it would be completely kosher, and it would actually be ola lebalim l'shum chova she'ina minachot domot lezvachim. Remember, they're so different. The komitz machavat l'shum mar cheshet. You can see very clearly this is not a mar cheshet. This is a standard pancake. So ma'aseh mochichan aloshi machavat. Or let's say you do your kmitza on a minchas chote, which doesn't have any shemen in it, and you bring that l'shem a belula, a type of mincha that is extra special, thick with oil. Man, nobody can take that seriously. Ma'aseh mochichin aleha shehi chareva. So you can see very clearly the difference. But when it comes to a carbon that is a behema, bezvachim ein okein. I mean, how's supposed to know, like when you're doing a shkita, the shkita of every type of behema and every type of carbon is exactly the same. The shkita is the same, the kabbalah is the same, the zrik is the same, and there's nothing in what you're doing physically that in any way mitigates what it is that you're thinking about. And therefore, I understand, says Rabbi Shimon, that we know from the Mishnah that a carbon that is brought shalom lishma is a kosher, but not oila labalin l'shem chova. But that's not true about a mincha where it would even be oila l'shem chova. Now, here's my problem with this. If you are holding about akira b'taut like Rabbah, so tell me what the case was. You went ahead, you did kmitza on a machavat, saying it was a marcheshet. So, I mean, you obviously knew that it was a machavat, right? And you had in kavona that it should be a marcheshet. So then I would ask you, what difference does it make if it's quite clear that what you're saying is nonsense? Ki ma'aseh mochichin aleha mai havi. The guy is going out of his way in order to be okeret. So shouldn't that, I mean, that's the whole point of Akira. It's not a shogeg. And basically, that wouldn't make any sense. So it must be, if he knows what he's doing, that we're not talking about that case. Because then Rabbi Shimon wouldn't say, well, it's clear that it's not true. Who cares if it's clear it's not true? He's making it not true. So it must be that what Rabbi Shimon is talking about is a case where he actually thought it was a marcheshet. And he brings it l'shem marcheshet, but it was a mistake. It was actually a marchavat. So in that case, he's saying, ma'aseh mochichin aleha. But if it wouldn't be in this case that Rabbi Shimon is talking about, where ma'aseh mochichin aleha, even though he's making a mistake, it would be an Akira b'ta'ut, and nonetheless, it would have been an effect of Akira. So, you see very clearly, I mean, the whole point of Rabbi Shimon only makes sense if you agree that Akira b'ta'ut is not considered to be Akira, right? Is considered to be Akira. Amar le'Abaye, I don't understand what your problem is, says Abaye to Rabbi Zera. Le'aylam di'yada de'machavasi. It's talking about that he knew perfectly well that it was a carbon machavas, and he was doing it on purpose. And what's your problem? The ka'amrit, who cares if ma'aser mochichan aleha? What do you mean, who cares if ma'aser mochichan aleha? This is exactly the point. Rabbah is saying that in the same way, the Omar Rabbah, machshava delo min kara posa rachmana. It's a very simple thing. The Torah said, a machshava that you have no idea. This is what Rabbi Shimon was explaining. Rabbi was explaining in Rabbi Shimon, a machshava that is clearly nonsense is simply not empowered as a machshava. That's all. Where reality gets in the way of what it is that you're claiming, it doesn't have any impact. It's nothing to do with whether you want it to have impact. The svara of Rabbi Shimon is we don't know. The svara is that it doesn't help. Machshava deminkara lo pas rachmana. Something which is on its face absurd, and a person is claiming that a marcheshes is a machavat, that's crazy. And therefore, the Torah didn't passel it. That's all the Rabbi Shimon was saying. I don't know why it has to be nogea, the whole question of Akira b'ta'ut. There's nothing to do with that. Which brings us to our very favorite Richie, who's decided to stay in his bomb shelter this morning. Apparently, his newly designed, beautiful bomb shelter is so comfortable, he can't bring himself to get out. So,
Rebbe has to allow a gap. Rebbe has to drink, allow a gap. I get yelled at for interrupting.
What happened? And then he'll show up, Richie?
No, I wanted to say that Maisem Mechichel and Bamenachas means you can see how it pans out.
Okay. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. Hatamidim ein ma'akvin et ha-musafim. Velo ha-musafim ma'akvin et ha-tamidim. So here it is. Shabbos, Yontav, you don't have enough animals, what it seems to be saying, to go around. And you're unable to bring all your tamidim or all your musaf. If you're missing a tamid, you still bring your carbon musaf. And if you're missing a musaf, you still bring your carbon tamid. That's what it seems to be saying. Veloa musafim ma'akvim zedze. And if you don't have all of your musafim, look at some days that have an awful lot of musafim. So here it is, Rosh Hashanah. You don't have all of those musafim. It's okay. Bring what you can. Another issue is that if you didn't bring the tamid shel boker, lo ikrivu keves ba boker, you still bring the tamid shel ben harbayim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, now hold on. It depends when. Eimatai. Bizman shayu anusim o shogegin. So if people were onus, so the goyim were preventing them from bringing it, or they were shogeg, they thought there was some kind, this was possible, but it wasn't really, but whatever they thought. But if they purposefully didn't bring a carbon tamid, then they cannot bring the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim if they missed the tamid shel boker. Now later on, the Gemara is going to ask that seems ridiculous. I mean, what is this? Punitive actions against the Mizbeach. The poor Mizbeach is going to lose out on half of the tamidim because some guy was an idiot. We'll talk about exactly what this means. But first, let's take a look at the same issue, Binogia Victores, which of course was our whole stress in the Parsha here. How about the Victores? So suppose they didn't bring the Victores in the morning, they should still bring the Victores in the afternoon. Okay, again, why would there be any difference? I mean, if there's some kind of punitive response there's not bringing, what's the difference between the Ketoret and the Tamidim? To be discussed in the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Shimon, in such a case where you needed to make up for the Ketoret that you didn't burn in the morning, Kula Haita Kreva Ben Harbayim, you wouldn't just bring, remember, the Ketoret is brought, Machzita baboker, machzita acharei tzoraim, right? If you didn't bring the boker, you bring the entire ketoret in the afternoon instead of splitting it up. So normally, what we would do is pras baboker, pras acharei arbayim. But if you didn't, you bring the full mona. And now, what the next words are clearly a non sequitur. And the Gemara is going to ask, what the heck does this have to do with what we're talking about? She'ein mechanchin et mizbach ha-zahav ela biktoret ha-samim. What in the world? All right, to be understood later. But if this is the first time that you are using that mizbach ha-zahav, after all, you just read about it on Shabbos, so today would be the first time. If you didn't have things ready, if this is the first time, so then the only time you can bring it is the Ketoret HaSamim, meaning of the Achar HaTzoraim. Okay. As far as the Mizbeach HaOla is concerned, this is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you can only be Mechanech, the Mizbeach HaOla, with the Tamid Shel Shachar, as opposed to the Ketoret, which is, has to be the Ketoret Shel Ben HaArbayim. And if it's the first time you're using the Shulchan, you need to be mechanechit by using it on Shabbos for the lechem apanim, not any other time. And if it's the first time you're lighting the menorah, lo et ha-menorah, ela b'shiv'a neirotea ben harbayim, these halachas are suddenly becoming very nogea, because we're planning on a first-time use of all of those kelim, and therefore we need to do this mishnah to get the halachas very clear. You can't just put everything into the new base of Hamikdash and start using it. You have to be mechanechet, and the various kelim are mechunachim in different ways. Amen. How about if you don't have enough animals to go around? Now that it seems to immediately be what the Mishnah was talking about, isn't it? So let's see. You've got a choice. You've got enough animals to use either for the Karban Tamid or for the Musafim, but you can't do both. So Tzibor She'en Lo Timideim U'Musafim, which one would come first? Ezmeim Kodem. Okay, so let's imagine a case. It's Shabbos. You have two Timidim that you have to bring, and you have the same exact animals that you need for your two Timidim need to be brought for your Musaf of Shabbos. So question is, what do I do? Do I bring my two Timidim, or do I say, listen, it's better to bring the special Karbonos for Shabbos? Now, let's try to figure out what the case is. Are you talking about the case I just said? It's Shabbos. You have Tamidim you need to bring on Shabbos and your Musafim. Same days. The same days Tamidim and the same days Musafim. Well, obviously, nobody would ask that question. I mean, any kindergarten child knows that, because we have two different elements that define the concept of what comes first, right? We have Tadir, the thing which is brought on a more regular basis, so the frequency is a higher frequency. And then we have also the Idin of Mikudash. But in this case, the Tamidim are both. They are both Tadir. And since they are the Tamidim of Shabbos, they are also Kodesh. Now, there's a number of different ways of understanding this, because as Tosis points out, the sugya that we had elsewhere says that if Shabbos, remember the Gemara went through Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah or whatever, that the concept of the Kedushas Hayom is not a concept that should affect only the Musaf. If the Musaf is Kodesh because it's Shabbos, why wouldn't the Tamid of Shabbos be Kodesh because it's Shabbos? That seems to be a simple meaning of what the Gemara is saying over here, that it's both Mekudesh and Tadir. Tosfos is bothered by the fact that how come it doesn't say so? I mean, every time we raise this issue everywhere else, we always say is Shabbos is not going to help its own. It's only going to be good for its Musaf. It's not going to be good for its Tamid. So because of that, they suggest maybe some other Pirushim. I'm not sure whether it's kedai for us to go into the details, but it's possible that something is called Mikudash because it's what you have to do now. So that is the concept of Mikudash in the sense of specific. Since this is specified and it's what you need to do at this moment, so why would you not do the Tamid, which is both the needs of the hour, and it's also, in general, supposed to come first because of its higher frequency. That's another possibility. There's another Girsa here, which is the Girsa of Achronim, that Tadir Mekudesh, Tadir Adif, which really seems to be a mistake. Because, I mean, this is not a breakdown between Tadir and Mekudesh. It's both Tadir Mekudesh. Anyway, so that can't be the question. All right, so what is the question? So apparently, the case over here must be to meet him for tomorrow. If you bring the Musafim today, you're not going to have anything to bring tomorrow, and you're going to use up what you had set aside for the next day. So, okay, so let's say you've got essentially your Karbonos on Shabbos, which we could either have, we know we're not going to get anything else in, we could either use it now for our Shabbos Musaf, or should we say, well, I mean, if these are the Karbonos we have, what are we going to do tomorrow for the Tamidim? So let's keep it for the Tamidim. Well, again, I don't believe that would be a question. If it's between tomorrow's Tamidim and today's Musafim, here's the question that I would phrase the question. You could say Tamidim are more important because they are obviously the higher frequency, so they're Tadir. Or you could say the Musafim are more important because those Musafim are Kodesh. Again, the Kodesh, we could have the double meaning of Kodesh. They're what needs to be done for the hour, and they are Kodesh because they're brought for a Yom Mekudash, like Shabbos. So here is where we're going to use this as a wedge to crack open the meaning of the Mishnah. So Omalei, so Rav Chista says to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, who asked him the question, what's the issue over here? Isn't that the whole point of our Mishnah? Did you forget the Mishnah in Menachos Mem Tet? Tenitua, read the Mishnah again and you'll see the answer. HaTmidim ein ma'akvinat ha-musafim v'lo ha-musafim ma'akvinat ha-tmidim. So we just learned that one is not ma'akiv the other, and if you don't have all the musafim, they're not ma'akiv themselves. You bring whatever you have. Now let me ask you, what do you think the Mishnah is talking about? I mean, you obviously think that this Mishnah is talking about a case that's not relevant to the case that you raised, right? Which is that, what about if you've got tomorrow's korbanos and versus today's? Well, so let's think about the Mishnah before you simply glance over it. Because, hey, Chidami, what do you think the case is in the Mishnah? If the case in the Mishnah is that you do have enough for the actual animals, your only question is, what would I do first? I mean, the Mishnah didn't say beferish, you don't have it at all. So maybe what the Mishnah was talking about was the Seder Hadvarim. What needs to be done first, or what is more relevant for me? Not that it's going to be ma'akev in terms of not having it, but that the Seder is important, and that if you haven't done A, don't do B yet. Is that what you think the Mishnah is talking about? That it's a question of doing it first, v'ligdam, and therefore we weren't talking about your question, and actually we don't need to choose between one and the other, and the only question in the Mishnah is which one should be coming first? That can't be true, because there's, remember, one of our most important drushas, V'atanya, minayin shelo yedavar tam kodem l'tamid shel shachar. How do we know that you always have to bring the tamid shel shachar first? Talmud lomar v'arach aleha ha'ola. This is a famous drasha which Rava explained. Ha'ola means, what do you mean, the ola? I mean, it's just an ola. No, it's the ola of primary importance, which is the hey ha'yidia. And primary means primary. It comes first. So it means that the ola has to be the first thing that you bring, the ola rishona. And therefore, if that's the case, then the Mishnah can't tell me that you can do whatever you want. The musaf is not ma'akev the tummy is not, meaning in time. What do you mean? It's not true. It is. The tummy is supposed to come first because of the drush of Allah, and only then the musaf. So what do you mean it's not ma'akev? If the question is the timing, it certainly is. You're not supposed to bring it the other way around. So therefore, our Mishnah has got to be talking about your problem. It's talking about you don't have enough animals to go around. It's not talking about which one comes first. So read the Mishnah. Elapshita deletle. Okay, so we're talking about your kind of case, and you're asking me, what the din is if you don't have enough animals come around? Now, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, yeah, but this isn't talking about one day to the next. Oh, isn't it? Well, let's think about what the Mishnah is coming to talk about then, okay? And you'll learn how to pay attention to a Mishnah instead of asking me questions that you should have figured out. What are we talking about? If we're talking about the Tamidim and Musafim that are meant to be brought on the same day, so why would it say, do what you want? How exactly would that be the case? I mean, it's quite clear over here. Now, here, somebody messed things up over here, and the Achronim point out that this is an insertion. This is not about Tadir Makodesh, Tadir Adif. It's about, it's being both Tadir u'Mekudesh, because the Tamid, as we said, is both Tadir u'Mekudesh, whatever Mekudesh means. If Mekudesh means it's Mekudesh because of the Yom, so Mekudesh because of the Yom. If Mekudesh means because the man of the hour is always the one that is most specific, which is the nature of the Kedusha. Fine, but either way, obviously, you've got essentially the thing which has both of those advantages today has to come first. So the Talmud comes first. There's nothing to discuss. The Mishnah, therefore, has got to be talking about, guess what? The Mishnah's talking about exactly your case. And you never even realized it. El alav de machar. The Mishnah's talking about where you've got the Talmud of tomorrow, and if you're going to bring the Musafim of today, you're not going to bring the Talmud of tomorrow. Mu. So what do you want? And what does it say over here? It says, Ein Ma'akvim Zedze. What does Ein Ma'akvim Zedze means? It doesn't matter which one comes first. Basically, do what you want. So, you see that that's the whole point of the Mishnah. Do whichever comes your way. Ama ki adadininu. That's your answer, my dear Reb Chiya Bar Ovin. Amalei Abaya now. No, it's not that simple. I can explain the Mishnah. It's not as if Reb Chiya Bar Rabban doesn't know how to read the Mishnah. Come on, Reb Chista. There's another way to understand the Mishnah. You could say the Mishnah is talking about you've got enough animals to go around. Enough animals to go around. So what are we discussing? What's the problem? The problem is what you rejected. The problem is which one comes first. I thought you said, we know that you can't possibly bring the Musa first because the Torah specified that this is Ha'ola, and Ha'ola means the Ola Rishona. So how could it become a question of which one is Kodem? Or just an issue of precedence? No. Yes, your problem is not as serious as you made it. You said, not a chance that that's the question. No, it is the question, because your problem of what about the drasha of Ha'olah, Sheloye Davar Kodem, the Tamid Shel Shachar, that issue may simply be a mitzvah. Remember, when it comes to Hegdash, there is no ikuva unless the Torah repeats it. Well, calling it Ha'olah doesn't mean that it's absolutely not able to be the other way around. So it could very well be that if you did it the other way, it would actually be perfectly okay. And maybe, as Tosva says, maybe the issue would be Nogeya, let's say, the Hakrava. Now, we're not talking about the Hakrava, right? You want to talk about, make sure you bring the Tamid first. Okay, fine. You know, I will. What do you mean you will? Why are you shechting the mitzvah first? It didn't say I couldn't shech the mitzvah first. It said I can't be makar with it. So I'll wait. I'll let the tamid, which is being dealt with by others, I'll let that, they're taking a little bit too long. We'll let them bring that up, you know, when it's ready, and only then we'll bring up the mitzvah, and then meanwhile I'm going to do the avodah of the shechita. What's so terrible about that? So it may very well be that it actually is not ma'akev. So this would actually be nogei lahalacha, because remember, since the tefillahs are mitukanot kineged the various tamidim and musafim, so if that would mean if you brought a korban musaf, meaning you davened musaf before shachris, you came into shul late and everybody's holding a musaf, and you went ahead and you did the musaf, so according to this, it should be okay, because you brought the Musaf before the Tamid Shel Shachar. It's actually Nogea Lahalacha. And in fact, that's how the Ramah Paskins. If you went ahead and daven Musaf first, you would actually be Yotze. Now, again, the Sfar of Tosis said you can't actually offer it, but since most people shech their davening anyway, so you were only doing Shechita, you weren't actually doing Hakrava, so it would explain the Ramah. It's good, it's Ador. Okay. Anyway. Fine. So therefore, Rav Chisda, in talking about the way that the Mishnah seems to offer an absolutely clear answer to the whole question of Rav Chiya Bar Rabban, now it turns out that things are seldom what they seem. Anyway, let's take a look at another beautiful Mishnah that seems to talk about our issue as well. That's the Mishnah we had in Arachin. And that is, En pochatim mishisha tila'im mevukarim belishkata tila'im kedei l'shabbat u'l'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. So, what it seems to be saying is that since in a case where Shabbos falls immediately before the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall before Shabbos in those days, so then, if that would be the case, you would need 6 different tla'im ready to be brought over the course of these days. You'd have to have 6 of those tla'im to cover the 3 days times 2 of the 2 tamidim on every one of those days. Yeah, so what does this have to do with the price of eggs in China? Well, hold on a minute, let me finish. So ask yourself, what's the case over here? Are there sufficient animals to go around? Right, you have enough for the tamidim and the musafim. So, I mean, why are we talking about 6? I mean, 6 is what we need just for the tamidim. if you're going to start talking about, oh my God, the number of korbanos that you're going to need for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and you're going to need an awful lot. Rashi claims you're going to need an additional 16 besides the six, which doesn't really make much sense, as everybody asks, because you're never going to end up bringing Musafim on both days of Rosh Hashanah, because only one of those days is Rosh Hashanah. So if the Edim show up, okay, whatever. But you certainly have, at least you've got your eight extra carbon. What are you talking about? Six. You haven't covered any of the Musafim. So if you have those animals, why should we only have six? Apparently, you don't have enough to go around. And you can't actually have enough for the Musaf, for all of these Musafim. And nonetheless, what it's saying is that you only need six. So obviously that's all that you've got. But six is only good enough for the Tmidim of the next 3 days. And that means that if you don't have enough to go around, what do? You bring the Tamidim. That's what it shows me very clearly from that Mishnah. So Shema Mina Tamidim Adife, it's clear that the Korban Tamid is more Choshev than the Musaf. Okay, that's the answer for Reb Chiya Bar Avin's question. No, wait a second over here. You are making a big mistake. We're not talking about animals. We're talking about animals that are mevukarim. I never thought about that. There is a special halacha that the korban tamid needs to be 4 days checked for mumim. That's the problem. How do we know that? From the korban pesach. Listen to this. This is what the question is about. And that's why it's not no gerim usafim biklal, because we don't need mevukarim, the special gzeres hakosov. Take a look at this. What it's saying is, the whole point of this Mishnah in Arachin is that you need to have special korbanos that you've had 4 days worth of veterinarian checks to make sure that there's no problem of any type of mum. Okay? That's a gzeiras hakosov, and you need therefore two per day. You've got to have two per day, and they need to be checked arba ayamim kodem shchita. So for the next 3 days, because you've got Shabbat and the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the next day of Rosh Hashanah, and you're not going to be able to run around and find driving around and find stores open to be finding mevukarim. You're not going to be able to find mevukarim. So you got to set it up in advance. That's what it's saying. You don't need that for the Musaf. What I've been talking about, you may have as many animals as you need, but you need the Mevukarim. That's why you only need six. I don't want you making a big fuss about this for. You'll say, who said that? Oh, that is Ben Bagbag. And that's just not anybody, let me tell you. The Tanya, Ben Bagbag Omer, Minayin let Tamid Shita'un Bikur Arba Ayamim Kodem Shchita. How do we know that the Korban Tamid has the same din as the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim? Because look at the lashon about the tamid, tishmeru akriv li b'moado. What do you think that tishmeru means, huh? What are you talking about tishmeru? Just say takriv li b'moado. Aha! Because if you take a look back at Yetzias Mitzrayim, which I'll bet you forgot. Can you imagine? After all of those discussions of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and your tefillin and everything else, you forgot to think about that. It says Vayalachem leMishmeret Adar Ba'asa Yom Bachodesh. It says over here that you've got to take it at Ba'asiri and you've got to keep it until the 14th, which as some simple, or maybe for some people advanced arithmetic, will teach you that you need 4 days of Bikur before you can bring that Korban Pesach. That's called a Mishmeret. So just like the Lashon of Mishmeret by the Korban Pesach demands Bikur Arba Ayamim, Kodem Shlita, Tishmeru, means the same thing. Afkan, Ta'un Bikur Arba Ayamim, Kodem Shlita. And therefore, this Mishnah has nothing to do with the Tamid being more Choshev. It has to do with the Gzeres HaKosev that only affects the Korban Tamid. There is no din of Bikur for any other carbon, and therefore it has zero relevance to Reb Chiya Bar Avin. So, okay, let's talk about that special case. Fine. Well, Omer Ravina Ravashi, okay, but could you just set my mind at ease over here? I don't understand how you're able to get away with only having six. I mean, you should need seven, right? Because, I mean, what are you going to do on Tuesday morning? You're talking about Shabbos is Shabbos. So you're not going to be able to buy it then. Sunday is Rosh Hashanah. Monday is Rosh Hashanah. You were very, very forward-looking, and you thought it all out, and you brought six. Okay, brilliant. And what about the next morning? How are you going to bring the carbon in the morning? I mean, everything has been shut down. Where were you going to get that first thing in the morning carbon? Will you tell me? The trains aren't even running. So because of that, you should definitely need seven. So where do you get six? How you get safer the klata b'shabata? What happened to Tuesday? So you're not thinking ahead, are you? Says Rav Ashi. Well, I mean, if you want to read it like that, then why are we talking about seven? Why don't we need eight? I mean, what happened to the tamid of Ben Arbayim late on Erev Shabbos? If you don't have that tamid, where are you going to be able to get that then? Everything is closed. I mean, what do you think? They're selling tamidim in Geula to the last minute. So therefore, you should have to prepare a total of eight, one for this afternoon, right before Shabbos, and the others for the next 3 days, and then one for Tuesday morning, right? So you should have asked, don't we need eight? Because Ayika Pani Demale Shabbata. No, come on, that doesn't bother me. I mean, the fact is, we're talking about, when do you need six? You need six as you enter Shabbos. That's your problem. I don't have that six while you enter Shabbos. I understand the nature of the Mishnah is saying that. Make sure you have six when you get into Shabbos. I mean, obviously, I'm not an idiot. Either I'm going to have enough, in which case we're talking about I've already got it, or I'm going to have to go out and buy it. I mean, don't make a fool of me. But okay, planning ahead. I mean, isn't that your whole point? Plan ahead. So you're planning ahead, then what happened to Tuesday morning? That's the problem. Anyway, Mikol Mokom, Shiva Havi. At least we have to agree that you got to plan ahead for Tuesday morning, right? So can you explain the Mishnah to me, please? You know what? This Mishnah, it doesn't mean anything like you think. This Mishnah is not talking about Shabbos and followed by Rosh Hashanah, and we're worried about Tuesdays. There's no such event. The Mishnah is not coming to tell you about an event. The Mishnah is talking a general rule, okay? Tana b'almakoy. Talking about a regular day and at all times on Monday morning, on Thursday morning. I don't give a hang when it is. You need to make sure that you've got those six stalls filled in your Lishkas HaTloy. This discussion about Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, you think we're really talking about a case where Rosh Hashanah came after Shabbos? So we're giving you a simon. If you get mixed up, okay, how many Tzoyim do I need? Take for yourself a simon. The maximum number of karbonis that you're going to have to be bringing that you know are coming up immediately is where Shabbos would be followed by 3 days of Rosh Hashanah. So use that as a way to remember. How many would I need for Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? You would need six. What about Tuesday morning? What Tuesday morning? What Tuesday morning? Who Tuesday? What are you talking about? So it's simply a way to recall that you need to have six in the Lishka at all time. And when it says Kidei l'Shabbat v'Shnei Amidamish Rosh Hashanah, doesn't mean literally. It's just a sinon. We're basically looking for a memory device over here. Remember that you're going to need six. And by the way, if you would have read the Mishnah with a little bit of paying attention, it would have been clear to you. What did the Mishnah say? Kidei l'Shabbat. What do you mean, Kidei l'Shabbat? What do you mean, Kidei l'Shabbat? Why doesn't it just say l'Shabbat l'Shnei Yomim Tov l'Shrosh Hashanah? Kidei means the equivalent of what you would have needed. I mean, did you pay attention to that word? So the whole point of this Mishnah is simply remember how much you're going to need. You're going to need what you would have needed if it was Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning six, not the practicality of it. Shema Amina, that's all that this means. So basically, all that the Mishnah is saying is, you take one out, make sure you put one in. That's all. And there should always be six there. And you should always make sure that you've got your sources available. Obviously, you can run around and you can pick one up. This is what we made at Takana. is to make sure that you don't have to start running around. That's the whole point. And to start making telephone calls. Hello, I know you're closed, but would you happen to have a tele that's mivukar? Actually, I do. Send around a truck and pick it up. That's not the situation that we want in the Beis HaMikdash. And so we made this idea of having the Tzloim all ready.